It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's extremely fun. When you're playing great, balanced football from special teams to offense to defense, it's extremely fun. I mean, we're just having so much fun with this group. I think everyone knew this group would be special, and I think people don't realize how special yet, but we're showing it.
Yeah, they are. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Elliot in for Hugh on this Monday. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. Good morning, Elliot. How was your weekend?
What up? How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing well, and yesterday was an interesting day, I think, for a lot of us here in the area because, you know, we got the Eagles game in on Thursday.
And we got a weekend off.
I know. So, of course, I just ended up watching football anyway.
Obviously.
But then, you know, you're kind of honing in differently on the other games and all that. So, yesterday, around 4 o'clock, I turned on the Cowboys, like most people did, because that was the game. And
America's team.
That's what they are. And if Rodgers was there, it was supposed to be like a marquee game, and obviously it wasn't. And I thought the Cowboys would win that game. But, Elliot, the way the Cowboys have won their first two games, it is eye-opening. I mean, they dominated the Giants in the first week 40-0. Yesterday, they win 30-10. They have outscored their opponents the first 2 weeks by more points than all but two teams since the year 2000, and those teams ended up with 14 wins and 12, so it kind of looks like the start of a dominant season. Micah Parsons is obviously a great player, and they're passing the eye test right now with McCarthy and that offense. And, Elliot, as I watch this thing, you know, when we went through the summer and training camp and talking about the two teams, and I thought it was clearly an Eagles-Cowboys thing in the NFCs, and it obviously still is. But my thought was the Eagles would do it. They were going to be the first team in about 20 years to win the division in back-to-back years, and I believed they were the better team. Close, but I believe they are the better team. Elliot and everybody through 2 weeks, I no longer believe that. I hope the Eagles are the better team, and time will tell. But right now, I don't believe they are. The Eagles are lucky to be 2-0. They're pretty good, and they've had some nice moments and done some good things. But the Cowboys have looked dominant. Elliot, as I sit here right now, I'd be lying if I told you I still believe the Eagles were better than the Cowboys. The gap has obviously been closed, and right now Dallas looks better.
Well, this is why I said all offseason that winning the division would be a massive accomplishment. And people didn't want to hear it, right? It was only, though, it's only a Super Bowl. It's only make the Super Bowl. This is what the year all is about. The best team in the NFL is in the Eagles division. Through 2 weeks, the Cowboys have looked, in my opinion, clearly like the best team in the NFL. Their defense looks awesome. Their offense looks awesome. They have a quarterback that's playing well. I mean, they check every single box. Mm-hmm. They probably have the best coordinator in the NFL in Dan Quinn, although ironically the second best coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, might be up there in Washington. So strong coaching in the division. And look, I agree with you. Through 2 weeks, you do have to look at the Cowboys and say, are the Eagles really better? But where I would push back on you is the Eagles have the same record as the Cowboys. The Eagles have also played two games and won both games. They've played a tougher two games. In my opinion, the Cowboys have played arguably the two worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL, or at least up there on that list, in Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson. The Giants are complete frauds. I don't care that they came back yesterday. They were outscored 60-0 in the first like five quarters or six quarters of the season. They are not a good team. So while the Cowboys have looked awesome, the same thing I heard all last year about the Eagles when the Eagles were playing well and the Eagles were, you know, 8-0, 9-0, 12-1, whatever they got out to was, well, they're not playing anybody. The Giants are playing even less than anybody. They're playing Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones. So as good as they have looked, the Eagles have played tougher opponents, in my opinion.
Well, but I agree with that. I agree with that part.
The other part of it is it's not time to take the crown off the Eagles yet. I get your point that so far the Cowboys have looked better, but it, in my opinion, it is too small of a sample size for me to sit here today and say the Cowboys deserve to be ahead of the Eagles. The Eagles were better last year, not by much, but they were better last year. They won the division last year. They won the conference last year, and they have the same record as the Cowboys. So I definitely get the concern, but I'm not ready to sit here yet and say definitely that the Cowboys are better.
And 215-592-9494 to join us. Do you still believe the Eagles are better than the Cowboys? Through 2 weeks, they don't look better. I mean, we can talk about all these reasons why it might end up the right way for the Eagles, but they just don't look better right now. And Elliot, you're right. They haven't played good quarterbacks yet, right? Daniel Jones is average, and Zach Wilson's probably awful. But if you play
Daniel Jones might also be awful.
He might be, but yeah. I think he's closer to average. But whatever. You play two games in the NFL, and you only allow 10 total points. Like, the league is set up for offense.
Yeah.
We may be looking at, I heard DeCamera this morning say that, you know, we might be looking at the best defensive edge rusher since Lawrence Taylor. And that people have kind of thought that about Parsons for a while, but I think he's elevated his game even more. They've allowed 5 points per game in the first 2 weeks. We may be looking at a historic Cowboys defense. And look, normally, I don't think it's that big of a deal in week two to wonder about who's going to be standing at the end of January. But Elliot, you said it, that they may be the best team in the league in the Eagles division. So here's why this is troublesome. The division is on the line. Like,
yes.
If the Eagles and Cowboys were in different divisions, we could be like, who cares? We'll just have to match them in late January. No, if the Cowboys are better, the Eagles' path to a Super Bowl gets so much harder because it means they'll likely, if they don't win the division, obviously, have to go on the road the whole time in the playoffs.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I tweeted yesterday, the Eagles season is going to come down to two games, home versus Dallas, at Dallas. Mm-hmm. Those two games will decide whether or not they're going to be in the Super Bowl this year. If they can win both those games or win in Dallas or at the very least split, then you have a way better chance of being the one seed. You're at home in the playoffs. We all know the Link's a tough place to come and play. If they have to go to Dallas in the playoffs, they're not winning that game. If they have to go to San Francisco, that's going to be a much tougher game. So before the year, a lot of the talk about the Eagles and the NFC was, well, they're clearly the best team, right? Like, yeah, of course, it's coming off a Super Bowl. That'll be tough and two new coordinators. But the good news is they're clearly the best team and they clearly have the best quarterback. Through 2 weeks, that is clearly not the case. Like, the Eagles roster does not look better than the Cowboys roster. Dak does not look way worse than Jalen. The Niners roster looks awesome. So this is going to have to come down to like the margins, like getting home field advantage,
yep,
being on the road, being at home in the playoffs. It's not going to be as simple as the Eagles can, you know, just get the one seed with 12 wins. Like, that's not going to happen anymore. It might take 14 wins. Probably 15 strong, but it'll probably take 14 wins to get the number one seed in the NFC. And while the Eagles are 2-0, they don't look like a 14-win team.
Well, they don't. And look, I know that this year has just started and to look, to change things and what you believed in 2 weeks. I know it might be a lot for a lot of people, but I can tell you who has changed things. Sportsbooks. The Eagles, yeah, at least over at FanDuel, are no longer the sole favorite. They're both at +105. So 2 weeks, is it a short sample to change your opinion on what you thought all offseason? It might be for some people, but it's not for certain people like sportsbooks who now place them at wherever sportsbook you want to use. I would guarantee it's changed from where it was before, yeah, kickoff of week one. Maybe, and I bet in some places the Eagles are probably still slight favorites.
And rightfully so to both. I think the odds deserve to have changed. But again, the Eagles have played tougher opponents. Like, you can't overlook that when looking at, if we're going to base this solely off how the two teams have looked, the Eagles have had a tougher schedule. They played one on a short week. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys did not do that. And they played way better offenses. You bring up the 5 points. And I do think the Dallas defense is very good. But they played a team that not only have bad quarterbacks, but don't really have a lot of offensive weapons. Like, the Jets have Garrett Wilson, but when you have Zach Wilson, that really kind of doesn't matter.
It does.
And for what it's worth, they gave up a really big play to Garrett Wilson. The Giants have, like, nobody at receiver. The Eagles have played Justin Jefferson, right? They look, the Patriots don't have a ton of offense, for what it's worth. But they have played tougher opponents than the Cowboys have. And that's why I think, like, I can't dethrone the Eagles yet. I can't just take off the crown that they've earned coming into the season.
215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard here. Do you still believe the Eagles are better than the Cowboys? The Cowboys look dominant through the first couple weeks of the season. They're passing the eye test. Parsons has been incredible. And to be fair to them and what they have, because you mentioned one thing, Elliot, that before the season started, everyone would have said the Eagles have the better quarterback. And I still think Jalen is a better quarterback, and I'd rather have Jalen Hurts than Dak Prescott. Dak has played well through the first couple weeks, right? Yeah. We were basing a lot of what we thought off of Hurts coming in off of what he did last year, and Dak had all those interceptions last year.
Dak is ass.
Dak hasn't turned the football over yet. Like, Dak hasn't had turnovers and interceptions yet. So if he's going to play mistake-free with that defense, they're tough to beat.
And I will say, what Dak has that Jalen does not have is a track record. Like, if I told you before the year, or even right now, especially right now, who's more likely to reach 30 total touchdowns? Dak or Jalen?
It's probably Dak.
Like, Dak has a longer track record of, you know what he is. Last year, you could argue, was a bit of an anomaly for both quarterbacks. Like, we'll see if Jalen can do it year over year, but that was the first time Jalen had done it last year, and it was the first time Dak really struggled with turnovers last year. I think what you're seeing this year so far through two games is things are regressing a little bit to the mean. I'm not saying Jalen is going to have a bad year, but Jalen is not playing at the level he was last year, and neither is Dak. And because of that, they're closer to each other than I think they were perceived to be coming into the year.
215-592-9494. It's how you hop board. It's funny, you mentioned that the two games are going to decide it, right? Like, against each other. And last week, I think for some reason, I think we were talking about how the Eagles are kind of like Alabama. This reminds me of college football, where, like, the game between Georgia and Alabama decides it, right?
Yes.
Ohio State, Michigan decides it. We're heading for that. I mean, here's what's obvious. Whether or not you are worried, or you think the gap has been closed, or you think Dallas is better at this point, the gap isn't big. Like, the gap wasn't that big last year, Elliot. Like, these teams are close. And right now, Dallas is passing the eye test right now more than the Eagles.
Here's the other thing, too, we haven't brought up yet. I remember last year when the Eagles were really rolling, but so were the Cowboys. And the Cowboys were right there with them. And there was that stretch where it looked like the Cowboys might overtake them. I said people should be worried about the Cowboys. And fans called up. No, they're like, no way, the Eagles are way better. What happened? I know they had Gardner Minshew, and that matters, clearly. But they went to Dallas, and they got smacked around, right? They once again, Dak killed them, all those things. I still think the Eagles deserve to be ahead of the Cowboys. But anyone that says they're not afraid of the Cowboys is lying to themselves.
I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Do you still believe the Eagles are better than the Cowboys? Dallas, right now, looks like the best team in pro football. All your phone calls coming up on the other side. We'll talk to Merrill Reese at 11. We'll have the Nick Sirianni press conference coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. A lot to get to today. Elliot in for you right here in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.